Thank you, everybody. In just a minute, Carl will channel some voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play Who's Carl This Time, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But first, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paul, political scandal of the week, if not the year, the small town of Alice, Texas, has lost their mayor. She had to resign after she admitted doing what?
Wow. Phone sex. She was having phone sex for $3.99 a minute because you got to raise money for the campaign.
No.
That can get you elected in Texas.
I know. I'll give you a hint.
That would be nice.
She's like the Cruella de Vil of Alice, Texas.
Ah, she made a coat out of Dalmatians. Now I remember the story.
That's not far off.
Actually, she didn't. Cruella de Vil never managed to make her coat. But in an attempt to make her coat, she did what?
She kidnapped
a
101 dogs.
You know, this so could, literal.
We could do this all night.
No, I'll give it to you. She kidnapped her neighbor's dog. And I want to stress to you that nothing I'm about to tell you is made up. Former mayor of Alice, Texas, Grace Sands Lopez, was asked to watch her neighbor's Shih Tzu puddles while her neighbors were on vacation. But the day after her neighbors left town, the day after, the neighbor called them and said, "Oh, I'm sorry, your dog died." 3 months later, the little dog, renamed Panchito, was spotted at a dog groomer, and the town was engulfed in scandal. The dog owners accused Ms. Sainz Lopez of stealing the dog. They went to court to get their dog back, but Sainz Lopez countered. She filed a police report and said, "Oh, sorry, dog's gone. Ran away. Don't know where the dog is." But then, an intrepid investigating TV crew, journalism at its finest, found Puddles / Panchito at the mayor's twin sister's house. "Where'd this dog come from?" said the mayor's twin sister. "Oh," she says, "a stranger dropped it off here."
It turned out that the mayor didn't have a twin sister.
Oh, just a wink.
It was her evil twin sister.
There's going to be a trial in April to settle all this. Yeah. I expect it to be live, gavel to gavel.
It's great.
All I can tell you is Ellen DeGeneres is just bawling her eyes out.
Give Puddles back! Just give Puddles back!
Adam, after parents complained, Woolworth stores in Britain have stopped selling a line of young girls' beds that had what brand name?
Lolita.
Exactly right.
That word just trips off the tongue.
It really does. Yeah. Lolita, light of my life, fire of my loins, my sin, my soul, my daybed.
Yeah.
The Lolita Midsleeper Combi is aimed at 6-year-old girls. It's a whitewashed wooden bed with pull-out desk and cupboard. Staff at Woolworth say they'd never heard of Nabokov's novel about a young girl's extremely inappropriate relationship with her stepfather. They said, quote, "We had to look it up on Wikipedia, but we certainly know who she is now," end quote. After further Wikipedia research, the company has decided to pull other products from their shelves, including the Hannibal Lecter Easy Bake Oven.
Sure.
The Scarlet Letters refrigerator magnet set, and the Catherine the Great My Little Pony playset.